Hi, guys.
Welcome. This is a special bonus.
Special edition.
Relationship episode of Burning Man Bootcamp. Outside our goals and plans, outside of everything that we prepared for, which is the whole point. Sometimes you got to be prepared for what you're not prepared for.
Yep.
As we were going through and doing these bootcamp videos, we kind of kept hitting against more aspects about being a couple at Burning Man and how relationships at Burning Man have its own set of challenges and maybe more things that you need to be aware of and prepared for.
Yeah, as we were talking about what to expect, I remember saying we could do a whole episode on relationship survival guide, because what to expect on Playa and what you need to do to be a good burner and all those things do carry over into your relationships with your friends, your family, your camp mates, whomever you went with. And a lot of people are in relationships with a partner or coupled up, or even kind of have a little Burning Man romance where they meet someone and couple up with that person. I've heard of this a million times. So we were realizing that we could have a whole separate episode on relationship survival guide, but this is special for you. List people, just a little quick. We're not going to get too wordy with this one.
Well, we'll see. We this is unplanned and unscripted. Yeah, we'll see. So I should say,
we don't have an outline.
You could even apply some of this to relationships to your children. Anyone that you have a responsibility to. I think that's what this is about.
Yep. You know, people you care about, people that you're in relationship with, whether it's a friend, lover, or a family member.
And the reason is, Burning Man is this unique place where you can fully listen to your inner guidance and surrender in a way that most of us don't have a chance in the default world in our daily lives. However, in that state of following your personal bliss, you may end up doing things that are contrary to what someone who is in relationship with you wants you to do. And so when people ask, like, should I bring my kids? I'm like, oh, don't bring them your first time. I mean, first experience what it is to just decide in the moment that you don't want to have breakfast today, and decide in the moment that you don't want to go back to camp right now. Decide. Let that guide you. And anytime you layer on kids or partners or anyone, you are going back to the old patterns of responsibility and the roles that you play in the world.
Yeah. I've had the luxury of going to Burning Man with a group of friends, one of who had been to the burn before. Second time I went completely by myself, which was really freaky and awesome, but I got to be totally autonomous to do whatever I wanted at any time. But then I also had to do all my own camp cleanup and taking care of stuff on my own as well. And then my third year was the first time I went with a partner or somebody I was dating. And I also had my little brother with me. So I had a family member and had a real, like, at one point he came into camp and we were doing our skincare routine. So I was like, sorry, brother, I'm naked. And he's like, it's cool, don't worry about it. But we just got over that really quickly. But I had to realize, like, he might see me without clothes because we might go to, you know, I might be doing my thing, or he might be changing clothes and we can't be too. Anyway, I learned about family. I learned about relationships. I've been at Burning Man with a completely monogamous partner where we were like every single day, every minute trying to do everything together. I've also been there with partners where we were more casual and it was like, let's spend some time together, let's spend some time apart. Have you been to Burning Man in a committed, serious relationship before?
Yes, although...
With your full-time partner?
Yes, although I my partnerships have always had aspects of openness, you know, so that even if we were not practicing being with other people, we still had an agreement where if some magical experience happened and you ended up, you know, connecting romantically with someone, I trust you to follow, you know, your spirit and explain to me afterwards why it was so important that you did so.
That's so modern.
Well, it's partially because, like, the one thing that I think is the most damaging to any relationships is deceit, lies, and betrayal.
Oh, yeah. So dishonesty ruins everything.
Having a moment of infidelity is surpassable as long as it's not done as a lie, a betrayal. So in any relationship, even if it's a predominantly monogamous relationship, I still like to have something in there of like, hey, there look, we're human beings. We could have weak moments. I don't want you to, and it's going to hurt me. But if that happens, let's talk through it so that if it does happen, it doesn't become this thing that we can never get over and never trust each other again. Mm. I know that's kind of
that's very, modern.
Well, and
I'm proud of you. No, I have been polyamorous for the better part of the last 10 years. And prior to that, though, I was a monogamous person and I was married and I've been monogamous. Maybe I'm catching up to like the equal amount of time of my life I've been totally monogamous. I've also been non-monogamous. I don't know. I'm not sure yet. But I've been at Burning Man where I'm with my boyfriend and where it's us every day, every minute to do everything together. And we made that work too. I mean, it's like you can make anything work. But I like that you're addressing that, like, I think you're addressing what we should start talking about, which is agreements. Well, like, if you have your own agreement that, like, let's say, regardless of your relationship style, open, not open, whatever, let's just say that you're like, hey, we're at Burning Man, we're going to meet lots of people, and it's okay to, like, kiss people or, like, you know, let someone kiss you, kiss on the cheek, kiss on the lips, like, that's all okay. You could agree to that. You could say, this is fine at Burning Man. No having sex with other people, no running off with someone without telling me. No, whatever, but you could say it's fine to kiss people or even go as far as like making out, but that's it. Like, maybe why not? Like, have fun with it. That could be an agreement that a couple could agree to so that you know that you're doing things within your relationship boundaries. Right. It's important to have those agreements in advance of going to the burn.
Yes, because you don't want to create a moment experience that ends up being a betrayal that is a dark spot forever and ever and ever.
Right.
So be clear in advance. And well, let me just take one step back of the context of us and having this. So I, full disclosure, I have not had the best experiences in relationship at Burning Man. Burning Man is so precious to me. It's so important that the time is so precious that I don't have that much patience to spend time on the things that are drama.
Relationship drama.
And so I've been in situations where the person that I love is having a tough week and they're having, you know, going through a hormone-induced bit
of... What are you talking about?
Bit of kind of frustration and jealousy. And my feeling is like, hey, I'm really sorry that you're having this experience, but if we spend 48 hours, fighting about this during the 7 days I have at Burning Man, I am going to resent you for this.
Right.
And so as out of love for you, I am going to let us have our own experiences through this, knowing that what we're actually, you know, what's bothering you right now is not significant. Now, is that asshole male? Maybe, but that's why after that, the year that happened, that was really dramatic, I stopped going to Burning Man with my partner. It was like, this is something that I need to do. And if working on our relationship is something that's going to happen while I'm there, it's not worth it to me. And I'm going to be upset. Like, look, we can work on it any other time. In fact, you can take notes about the things that I do at Burning Man and we can talk about it afterwards. But I don't want to spend my time there on this.
Yes. And I think that's valid because, you know, if you, same with me, right? It's like we had a discussion about, I said, you know what? I see that who you are at Burning Man is like a person who's got tons of fans and followers that are eager to meet you potentially for their first time. They may have known who you are for years and watched your videos and they just want to have a chance to hug you. And there were times where I felt that I had to like kind of wait in line to talk to my own partner. And I was like, I don't want to wait. And also though, let's give me credit that I didn't want to be rude and interrupt the conversation and the moment that person was having so that I could be like, hey, where's the where's the pee jug? Like, you know, whatever the question may be. So I'm going to have
where's the pee jug argument.
I don't, whatever the question might've been. It might've been like, do you want me to wait for you or can I go? Because I want to go. And then I felt, you know, at one point or another, I got annoyed and frustrated. And a lot of it was my own stuff that I was sad that I didn't have time to get ready to look cute before going to the thing. And I missed the thing. I was really bummed and I was all bummed out. And I knew it wasn't your fault, but I was just like, I'm bummed. I haven't had enough sleep. I'm freaking cranky. And I mean, I would like for us women out there that have to go through the change every month, it's freaking brutal, and we all know how much it sucks and how our emotions are out of control. And I hope that we can check ourselves. Like, that is tough. But luckily for me, I've spent enough years not going through that change every month that now that I am, I'm like, I'm really irritable right now, and I know that it's because of this, and I know it's not your fault, but get the fuck out of my face. So it's important to know when you're having these, like, intense reactions to things that it may or may not be valid. You know what I mean? Like, I know I overreact during that time, and I'll say so. I'll be like, I'm overreacting to this, but that doesn't change that I'm feeling this way. But, you know, anyway, thank God AntFlow has come and gone before the burn this year for me. So you can know that I'm not going to rip your head off if you say something to me that's shitty.
So one thing, you know, in any relationship, regardless of whether you are running a theme camp and you have a bunch of responsibilities, or if you're just a human being having this experience of being pulled in all these directions, right, either way, it's important to establish in your relationship what are our expectations of each other.
Yes, about expectations.
And especially, like, setting aside, like, date nights.
Yes. Like, can I finish a story? When I was angry, and it wasn't at you, but I was angry about a situation that I created, or that I didn't have an agreement. I didn't tell you what I needed in advance to make sure that this situation didn't happen. So let's just say I'm pissed, and I decided to ride off and go use the bathroom and do my thing. And I was kind of, like, irked, and I was like, I want to spend time with my partner, but I feel like I screwed something up, and I feel like I'm expecting this person to be, you know, I don't know. I felt that I was incongruous in some area. So I wander into a camp. They're hollering that they've got iced tea and iced coffee. And I'm like, iced tea? I want some iced tea. I like black tea. I go to the camp. Next thing you know, I meet some person. I'm having a good time. Somebody offers me a snack. It happened. They're like, it's gluten-free. I was like, yes. And all of a sudden I was like, yeah, I'm at Burning Man. Oh my God. Everything just happens. Everything, experiences just fucking fall into your lap. Everyone's wonderful. Just talk to people. Like, I'm all stuck in my head about some little thing. And the minute I let go of that shit, I started having fun. And I realized, I need to do me. I need to do my burn. I don't need to be following around this person or any person expecting them to do their burn the way I need to do my burn. We need to do our own burns, right? So I realized what was going on, and I realized that by being attached to things needing to be a certain way, that I was ruining my experience. So I came to you. I waited for an opportunity to talk to you, and I said, psst. Hey, can I go? You want me to come back later? What's our plan? Because I want to go. And you were like, go, do your thing. And I was like, all right. And once I was just doing my own thing and I had no obligation to anything, I was having a way better time. So you need to be able to do your own burn, and you need to be able to talk to your partner about, do you want to be spending time together? Do you want to be able to do stuff apart? What do you need, and what do you want, and what are your expectations? Because let's say you want to be together the entire time, then you need to have certain things like meetup spots and arrangements for if you get separated. If you want to have your own thing and just have date nights, then now you know you're free to do whatever you want Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and on Friday night you're going to have a date night. Boom.
And so, you know, obviously we're explaining a dynamic that we were trying to figure out, and it worked for the most part. But
yeah,
I think what we're trying to say is that figure out what your dynamic is, what your expectations are, and communicate those things. In fact, just that you have date night on Tuesday, I might think, oh, that means you're going to come back to camp and we're going to do dinner together. And then after dinner, we're going to, you know, dress up and go to this. And you might think date night means
after dinner
that, you know, that you're going to meet up with me, you know, for a late night dance or sunset or something like that. But if we don't know exactly, I'm going to be like, I thought tonight was date night, you know. And by the time I see you, you're like, "Whoa, right. it is date night. It's midnight. Let's go on our date." And I'm like, you know, so
yes,
like, being really clear about what the expectations are, what you're gonna
make a
what
little
your time is.
Have a game plan, because you know unexpected things are gonna happen. You know that this is gonna be stressful for everyone involved with the packing, the preparation, the getting there, the driving. You might be tired. The thing is, the biggest thing that will ruin your burn, or harsh your burn, as we often say in the community, is waiting around for someone, arguing about every little thing, not being able to decide where you want to go. I want to go to district. I want to go to Root Society. This thing can harsh your burn, man. It can ruin your time. So knowing in advance, like, no, we want to hang out together, or we want to hang out together on certain nights.
Or, as we said, hey, we're going to check in at dinner time most nights, unless something
happens. Here's an example. Halcyon the Great, the Prince of Pink, he is a 22-year burner and has been doing this shit consecutively, and he runs a theme camp with the help of all the other amazing Pink Hearters. Pink Heart is a huge responsibility. You got a lot going on. So I told him, I said, babe, every night I'm going to come back to camp around sunset before dinner. We have camp meals, and I'm really excited about getting to eat those meals. And I said, so each night I'm going to come home and check in with you and see what's going on. I'm rarely going to be hanging out around camp during the day unless I have responsibilities there that day. The rest of the time, I'm probably going to be gone. But I'll be back, and I'll check in with you. What are you doing tonight? What do you want to do? And we're going to plan a couple of date nights so that those are our designated nights to spend with each other and potentially attach my physical body to him so that I don't lose him in a crowd, for example. But the other, you know, that way I know I'm free to run around. You're free, whatever. And we know that we'll be able to touch base.
And we could change. I mean, we might decide to hang out every day. We might on date night decide, you know what, I ate something bad. I want to stay in bed.
This
is a bad night. Go do it.
Go on without me.
But it's at least acknowledging that, you know, on certain times we've already established that I'm going to be thinking more than just myself. I'm going to be thinking about you together. And but the other times we might decide, hey, yeah, let's do a dual adventure tonight. Or let's go out together and see what happens. If we lose each other, fine. We'll be back here at, you know, 2 a.m.
Okay, so that's another huge point. If you want to stay with your relationship partner, whether that's your brother, your sister, your best friend, or your lover, you need to have a meetup spot. There's going to be clusterfucks of bikes, clusterfucks of people. We talked about not attaching your bike to art, but keep this in mind. Like, let's say you want to go to this major sound camp to go dancing.
Just talk about a meetup spot.
If you get lost from each other in this crowd, and you're like, oh, I'm going to look for the person with pink or blue hair. Good luck. There's going to be 50 of them. It's not going to be easy to find your partner, and you might suddenly be all scared and worried. Where are they? Where are they? Where are they? And now it's harshing your burn. Instead, you can just have a plan where you're like, hey, if we get separated, meet up at X art installation by this time or something like that.
It's something fairly central, like, especially if you've got a camp that's like way out off the beaten path and, you know, or across playa, say, hey, you know, if we get lost, let's meet at Pink Heart. Let's meet at,
boom,
you know, a
10 o'clock and Esplanade.
Exactly.
Corner, meet me there at, you know, like, let's say you get to this camp at 9. And let's say you lose each other in the crowd. Agree to meet at 10 so that you don't have to go walk away from that DJ that you want to listen to just because you lost your partner.
Get
the idea, guys?
Yeah. So
have a meetup spot.
But so I think a lot of people are, you know, especially the way we started this, and I might be scared, like, wait, I don't want to let my partner go off and kiss people, you know?
Right.
Absolutely acceptable. And that's why you want to have the conversation first. Say, hey, this is I'm a little scared about all this freedom here. Like, for me to be comfortable with you having your own adventure, I need to know that we have this agreement that, you know, we're not going to do anything with another person. We're not going to, you know, flirt or whatever it is. But have that communication first so that you can relax and know that your partner is going off and have an adventure and then be able to share it with you.
Have agreements.
Even if you are in a, like, hey, I want to spend all my time with you at this event, I think you should breathe and go, well, let's each have at least some times when we walk around and allow the city to speak to us and allow to call us to where we want to go. Because no matter what, if you are walking with somebody and you've talked about going to the temple, and then you hear this, like, oh, you love this song,
you're going to want to go.
If it's by yourself, you might just turn and follow it. But when you're with someone, you're going to go from your heart into your head and be like, oh, we did have this plan. Does she know that song too? Like, do I want to use this as my time to, like, you know, would she be upset that, like, our spiritual journey to the temple, I'm now, like, in dancing mode? And suddenly I'm like, did. Whereas if you have some time to just, like, let that happen. And the more that you can acknowledge that we want to have space to do that, as well as space to have our own adventures, so together adventures, then it's a dance. And around it all is recognizing that this is an intense, crazy, out there place with all sorts of things. And that even if you do stumble or you go, oh my gosh, I'm late to our meetup time, that you find a place to assume good intentions and and move through it.
Center Camp's always a really good spot to meet up to, where you can, like if you're on bikes and you can ride there, it's a very central area, obviously Center Camp. I just thought of something where I was in a no making out with anybody else type of relationship. It was, we had a great time. We made it work. We were supportive of each other when the other one was kind of losing it. Like if one of us was like at their breaking point of like, everybody's yelling at me, I don't know what's happening, I'm trying to find a place to camp, I'm starting to, like, I was about ready to cry. The boyfriend stepped in, handled it for me, talked to people for me. He's like, I found us a place. And I was like, oh, thank God. At another point in time, he was grouchy, ready to like lose it. You know, he's like, oh, I can't take it anymore. And I was like, I got this. And we kind of just like took control when the other person was falling apart, which is really nice and kind thing to do. Rule number one, be nice. Another thing that really helped was cool for us that year that I'm remembering now as you're talking about wanting to go different places was, you know, it was his first burn and I was like, I want to show you the temple. I want to show you the man. I want to show you the map and give you an idea of how big this place is and give you a scope of it all. So I was kind of showing him around the main areas. And then, and I, you know, I was like, hey, you might want to look through this what, where, when thing and check out what's going on in there. I definitely want to go to this stage on this night to hear these different bands and music play. And he was like, oh, that's cool. That's cool. So we kind of had a little bit of a game plan of directions that we wanted to go on different evenings. Mm-hmm. But one thing I love to do that I just, that someone guided me to do my second year was go park your bicycle at Center Camp and then ride around on art cars and just go where the night takes you. So I love doing that. You don't have to pedal your butt off and it's really fun. So my partner that year was like, I'm really loving riding my bike. I'm having so much fun riding this bike around. And I was like, okay, okay. So several days, you know, we're biking, biking, biking. Mm-hmm. And then I said, honey, can we just go drop our bikes off and ride art cars? And he's like, well, but then I'm not gonna have my bike. And I said, hey, you've had several days of bike, 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 and I'd really like you to try this for me. Can we do this? Because this is what I want to do. So that's a good thing to plan in advance too. Like you pick what we do Tuesday, Thursday. I pick what, you know, like each person chooses. That way you go with what your partner wants to do. You're not arguing about it in the moment. So we drop the bikes off. I tell him to trust me. We'll be able to get back to Center Camp. We went riding around on art cars and it blew his little mind open and he loved it. And he was like, these art cars are freaking amazing. So we got to just like tour art cars and look at art cars and just be marveling at the mechanical creations. And we had a freaking great time. We wouldn't have been able to do that had he not agreed to do what I wanted to do.
But I would also argue that let go of what you want your other partner or your partner's experience to be.
Right.
You know, if you're like, you know, why are you so body obsessed? This is the best place in the world to get over this. It's like, why do you, like, just wear that outfit. Why are you so, like you're like trying to project the growth that you want for them onto this or you had an experience that you need them to have that growth. No.
Right.
No.
Let them be them.
And you know, saying, if you want to have the agreement, like, hey, I want to pick an adventure this night. And you, I think that's a great idea. Saying like, why won't you trust me that this is going to be fun?
Right.
You want to make sure that you're like, hey, look, you be you.
Or hey, we did what I wanted to do last night. We went to the temple and da da da. How about you pick tonight? But a cool way to avoid this even having to happen is to in advance go, let's each get to pick certain things we want to do, especially if you both know that there's stuff that you want to do. It's different when one person's a virgin, one person's been there many times versus when both of you have been there several times. It's important to have this little bit of a game plan of like, you know, do you want to walk around on foot? I'm not a fan of walking around on foot. I like to ride my bike. Like I went with one partner one year, he said, do you like to sleep at night or sleep during the day? And I'm like, it's always too hot for me to sleep during the day. And he's like, well, I have a shade structure. So, you know, we agreed that we would try to sleep between 4 a.m. and 9 a.m. And, you know.
So another thought is putting together a list of possible couple goals, you know, while you're there. Like we want to do a foam shower naked together, or we want to both kiss the same person, or we want
to climb
something, or take a picture of each other doing something, or get someone to take our picture in front of, I don't know why I'm saying pictures, but you know, it like
capture moments,
but having some things that could give you couples destinations to go on an adventure. Oh, let's try to see if we can make this happen. Let's see if we can find pancakes.
Oh, I was gonna say, my brother loved when my little brother went, he was 21 and he kept checking in. He'd come back to camp every day. And I said, please come back to camp every day before dinner so I can make sure that you're okay. This is for virgin burn. I go, how you doing, brother? He's like, oh my God, I'm having so much fun. I'm eating all this free food. There's all these places that give out food and there's this and this. And he told me all about it. And I was like, that's amazing. I didn't even realize. So that could be something you could do if you enjoy that. You could be like, let's go find them, what, where, when, all these places that give out free food and go like on free food tours. It's like wine tasting on the playa.
I mean, check the who, what, where, follow your heart, drive down the street, wander, do whatever. But as far as the couple things go, I mean, just, I think that the big overarching point that I would put out is that have communication about what you expect from each other and recognize that part of the experience needs to be giving each other space to have your own experiences. And that if you are too attached to the other person, including you all the time, they are going to resent the fact that you have not given them the gift of freedom in this place that is so incredibly free.
Right. Don't harsh someone else's burn. Some little things to consider are like, try to be radically self-reliant. Don't whine or cry or complain about every little thing to your partner. You know what I mean? Like, it's annoying enough having someone going like, oh, this is hard, or oh, this is hard. Then when you're both at Burning Man and you're like, duh, we know it's hard. Expect that it's going to be challenging. Oh, remember the thing about drinking water and or food that I had an agreement with someone. I said, I was going to the Burning Man with a partner and I said, hey, this partner happened to be a very difficult person. I told the partner, I want to have an agreement before we get on the playa, because we were going to be out there for 12 days. I said, I want to have an agreement that if either of us asks the other one to drink water or to eat something, that you have to agree. Like, you're not allowed to say, no, I'm tripping and I can't eat. If I notice someone's like, hypoglycemic, and I'm like, babe, can you maybe eat this protein bar? It's like, I obviously love you. I care about you. I'm asking you to do this for your own well-being and for my sanity, because dealing with someone who's hypoglycemic and agitated is really difficult. So we agreed in advance that if the other person said, I think you might need to eat a little bite of something, honey, I think you might need to drink some water, that we weren't allowed to say, fuck you, I don't need to drink water, I'll do what I want, but instead go, okay, I did agree that if you asked me to drink water, I would drink water. Because, you know, you can lose your mind. You can be really irritable. You can be high as fuck. And it can be difficult. And you need to be taking care of each other.
I don't know if that was helpful at all, or confused you more, or made you more scared. But I guess bottom line is, yeah. Maintaining,
talk about it, make agreements.
Maintaining relationships can be fun and interesting and crazy and difficult. I have all sorts of anxiety about.
Are you feeling a little bit good about it in some ways as well?
Yes, I am feeling good about it in some ways.
Come on, man. You gotta be. He knows he's gonna eat good. And he's gonna have a massage therapist to put sunblock on his back, which is always have a massage therapist put sunblock on you.
Please, if you see us out there, let us know how your week is going.
Wait, do you want to mention the staying on the same page thing?
No.
All right, one little note about staying on the same page. If you happen to be someone who might enjoy drinking at bars or imbibing substances of your choosing, remember that you might want to stay on the same page as your partner, because one person might feel really weird and uncomfortable and want to go hide in the tent and cuddle. And the other partner, if in a different headspace, wants to go dance and hug everybody, you're not going to be feeling good. And now the person who wants to cry and sit in the tent is going to ruin the night of the person that wants to go dancing. Try to stay on the same page so that you both want to go dancing, or that you both want to snuggle in the tent. Keep all that in mind. Oh, and don't forget, there might be a dust storm at any point. So if there is one, use that time to go cuddle and be close.
And wet nap each other's private parts.
Yep.
Even with best intentions and preparation, the burn can really be a challenge and a struggle, and can make you have doubts in yourself and your partnership. I urge you to reach out to people that you know that are going through the same things. Join me. I'm doing a post-Burning Man group about decompression and integration. We'll be talking about how to deal with kind of things that popped up in our relationships, things that popped up in our awareness about our vocation, our spirituality, all the stuff that, all the magic and challenges that happen in the desert, how can we make sure that those things become the fuel for our evolution? So join me, go to decom.hugnation.com to learn more about that. But good luck.
Good luck. Your relationship needs its own survival guide, and taking a little bit of time to talk about it in advance, delegate tasks so that you don't, one person doesn't feel too overwhelmed. Have a game plan for at the burn, and have a bit of a game plan for coming home and integrating, which should include lots and lots of vitamins and 5-HTP. All of that will help you out, and it will help your relationship survive. We're going to be fine, babe.
See you guys at home.
All right. Got your back. See you at home.